This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And Rob Riddle-Tiger joins us once more to take a look at what's happening here at Dunedin Community House and this amazing facility, which is based for a bunch of non-profit organisations. Kia ora, nice to have you with us again, Rob. How are things?
And Morena, they're good.
Nice to have you on the show again. It's been a busy time at the house. We had a mayoral forum not so long ago.
Yes, we did. That was you can watch the video of that online now, actually. If you check out, if you search our YouTube channel, that's the only thing on it. Well worth a listen. Lots of different views from the different mayoral candidates. And unedited, so you can simply go in and hear what they said.
Pretty good turnout too from the candidates.
Yes, it was. It was. It was a very good turnout. I think we had, was it 13 of the 15?
Yeah. And of course, like various other mayoral forums around the city, a different kind of focus for each. And this was a conversation around the not-for-profit sector or the for-purpose sector.
Which yes.
I was interested to hear that, Rob. For-purpose is a terminology around not-for-profits. Explain that one for us.
Yes. That was that way. I got lucky on the day by sitting next to the person who had suggested that we switch it from non-profit to for-purpose. And defining, let's say, charitable organisations by what they don't do, it doesn't seem like a sensible way of defining it. We're here with purpose, and that's why we say for-purpose, because our organisations exist to achieve a specific goal. Not a profit, that's not why we're there. But we need to make, for-purpose organisations, we call it a surplus. We do need to make that in order to ensure that we're valuable, but it's not the reason we're there. And so, switching the terminology, and it being a slightly unknown term worked really well in the debate because we got the question, well, what does for-purpose mean? And then candidates picked up on it when they talked. And I thought that was that. So, we achieved something there. In bringing that terminology and just shifting the thinking slightly away from non-profit to for-purpose.
Yeah, all right. Well, you can, as Rob said, you can check out that mayoral forum online from Dunedin Community House's YouTube channel. What else is going on around the house at the moment, Rob?
Well, I am here because I work alongside Dunedin Community Accounting, and they are running one of their free seminars this week on Thursday at 5 p.m. And you can attend by Zoom or in person at the OUUSA Clubs and Society Centre. And it's on Grant Funding 101. Specifically looking at the budgeting and reporting around grant funding applications. And it's suitable for, ideally, it's for people who haven't applied for grants before. You know, we start from the basis of, well, what is a grant? What are you signing up for if you take a grant? You know, what does it mean to be grant funded? And so very accessible, very basic. And of course, like all Dunedin Community Accounting seminars, you can follow up with a one-on-one session about your own organization and what you need to achieve and get that specific help for you too.
Yeah, Rob, I guess the last thing that you would want is for a for-purpose organisation to go, that's too hard.
Yes.
I don't think I'm going to try and dip into that fund. I won't be successful there, and it's going to require too much of me. I mean, those kind of barriers. And to be fair, funders have been working towards simplifying processes and stuff well, haven't they, over recent times?
Absolutely.
But there are some commitments that come with being a successful applicant to a grant, and it's those kinds of things that I guess Dunedin Community Accounting can be really helpful with.
Yes. I mean, to get a grant, you most likely need to, at the very least, have a budget to show how you're going to spend the money and why you need the money. And at the end of it, you're likely to have to put in some accounts to show how you spent the money, possibly receipts. And so how do you track that? How do you manage that? You need a system to be able to manage that. We'll just have a look at a simple simple budget and then how we turn that budget into the reporting at the end.
Yes, it's not just receiving the money, it's then being accountable for what you've done with the money in relation to your grant. And again, that doesn't need to be complicated, but the last thing you want to do is be scrabbling around a year later going, oh, where did we keep the receipts for that?
That's right, yes.
All of that stuff, and you want to take the stress out of the process.
Yes, yes, and thinking, oh, God, was that within the grant period, or did grant fund that? Or is, yeah, all that kind of stuff. It's great to be organised and know why you've got the grant and then recognise it as you use it.
Now, of course, we have talked about Dunedin Community Accounting on this spot before, but for those who haven't heard, they're a free volunteer service for non-profits. How it works is a group of senior accountancy students from Otago University are supervised by qualified chartered accountants, and they are keen to help non-profits or for-purpose organisations with accounting questions, big or small. And so it can be as much as totally revitalising your accounting processes to just, you know, solving a little bit of a hiccup in the books or something like that, Rob.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there's lots of things that people come to us about, you know, getting their accounts in order, setting themselves up to keep their accounts in order, and of course, the perennial new treasurer coming in and being handed a pile of stuff they don't understand, and helping them get their head around that and put in place systems that help them sort of keep the organisation on track. And so any query like that, get in touch and we'll be able to help.
Just remind us where that workshop's taking place, Rob.
It's taking place at the OUSA Clubs and Socks buildings. That's at 84 Albany Street. And we'll be in the Harry E. Vision Lounge at 5 p.m. on Thursday.
All right. And do you need to pre-register to go along there, Rob?
It's good to know numbers. And if you visit dca.org.nz, you can RSVP.
And from that website too, you can find out the other resources that are available to you through Dunedin Community House. That includes meeting rooms, office spaces, hot desking opportunities, a great centrally located place with very strong links to the city, to transport, and of course to the vibrant community of for-purpose groups that are working from this building, Rob.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Nice to have you with us here on House Guests. And we'll no doubt catch up with you again a little bit further down the track. Rob, thanks for joining us today.
Kia ora.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.